Shane McElhattan is here with another look at what it says in your Thursday morning papers.
The extradition from Dubai of top Kinhin organised crime group figure Sean McGowan and its implications for the fight against organised crime is covered in all the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mirror reports the figure, described as the right-hand man to Daniel Kinhin, was handed over to Gardaí by authorities in Dubai yesterday afternoon. The paper says Garda officers accompanied him on an Air Corps flight and he's expected to land in Baldonnell today. The Mirror says he will face two charges. He'll be charged with the murder in 2016 of Noel Kerwin and with directing a crime gang. The Irish Independent says McGovern's original arrest was seen by Gardaí as a test case for the planned arrest and eventual extradition of Daniel Kinhin himself on criminal charges. As to how important McGovern allegedly is in the Kinhin hierarchy, the Irish Times report quotes the US State Department's belief that evidence indicates that all dealings with Daniel Kinhin go through Sean McGovern. The Independent's lead story has a stark headline based on a warning from a top civil servant. We'll have to choose between housing or AI. The paper quotes Una Buckley, Secretary General at the Department of Environment, as warning that data centres had used up all spare electricity capacity and it was necessary to prioritise demands. She's quoted, "We're having to even think about prioritising. What is the social need of the demand? Is it housing or is it IT?" And speaking of government spending priorities, The Times has details of a projection by consultants KPMG that Dublin has outgrown its infrastructure and needs a €70 billion investment over the next 15 years just to catch up. There's another common theme in today's news coverage of state bodies struggling to incorporate elaborate new IT systems into their operations. RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst and other leading RTE figures appeared before the Oireachtas Media Committee, and the proceedings get plenty of coverage. The Independent reports they were quizzed on a failed IT system that resulted in a €3.6 million write-down. Then, when Social Democrats TD Sinead Gibney asked if there were other IT systems that ran into issues, the committee was told that another IT project had a budget overrun of almost €1 million. RTE Chief Financial Officer Mary Hurley said a channel management system, or CMS, had overrun by €900,000. RTE told the paper the CMS was an important strategic project funded for the proceeds of RTE's 2017 land sale and that it was now in operation. Under the headline, "Failed IT Project Too Complex for Arts Council," the Irish Examiner reports that Arts Council Chair Maura McGrath will today tell the Public Accounts Committee that small state bodies should not be expected to manage their own complex IT projects after €6.5 million was spent on an IT system that was never delivered. The Times lead story reports that senior military sources say the Air Corps is so short of air traffic controllers that it's going to move to a five-day week operating only in daylight hours. The paper says the cessation of 24-hour operations at Baldonnell was first reported in the Journal website. It'll significantly impact the Gardaí and HSE, among others. The paper says the Garda is scrambling to make alternative arrangements for its air support unit, which operates helicopters and a surveillance aircraft out of Baldonnell. The paper says the unit's already conducting some flights out of the private Western Aerodrome, and the Air Corps itself may operate its marine surveillance aircraft out of Shannon Airport. Finally, the tragic events in Liverpool on Monday continue to get coverage, with the main development being revelations about the man facing charges of attempted murder and drug driving in relation to the incident. The Mirror reports how neighbours of the man were stunned to see police officers and vans outside the home of what the paper describes as a family man. The paper quotes a neighbour, "It seems completely out of character. They're such a nice family. He is a fantastic guy." The Irish Sun says he is believed to be a businessman who ran a now-dissolved firm. The paper quotes another neighbour saying the man's wife first realised he was involved when she saw her own car on television being driven into the crowds at the parade.